USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration met with House members to discuss the killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. Virginia Democrat Jerry Connolly.
My reaction to this briefing was it was sophomoric and utterly unconvincing.
Reaction to the briefing came down along party lines with some notable exceptions. Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah.
What I found so distressing about that briefing was that one of the messages we received from the briefers was do not debate, do not discuss the issue of the appropriateness of further military intervention against Iran.
Lee says he will support the Democratic-sponsored but largely symbolic resolution to limit the president's military action against Iran.
I'm now going to support it. I walked into the briefing undecided. I walked out decided, specifically because of what happened in that briefing.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
It's been a day of mourning across Canada. Of the 176 people killed in the Ukrainian Airlines crash in Tehran on Tuesday, 63 of them were Canadian. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says 138 of the passengers were bound for Canada.
I want to express my deepest condolences to those who are mourning the loss of a loved one. Your loss is indescribable. This is a heartbreaking tragedy.
Ukrainian officials originally blamed mechanical troubles on the crash, but now have backed off that claim. Just as Puerto Rico started to try to recover from Tuesday's 6.4 magnitude earthquake, the island was rocked with a 4.7 aftershock. More than a quarter of a million Puerto Ricans are still without water, and another 500,000 are still without power. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 161 points. The S&P 500 up 16, and the NASDAQ up 60. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two White House candidates are spending big dollars on Super Bowl commercials. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The re-election campaign for President Trump announcing that it's purchased an ad slot during Super Bowl 2020 that will run early in the game. Shortly before that announcement, there was a report in the New York Times that Michael Bloomberg's presidential campaign had secured a 60-second ad to air nationally during the telecast, though it was not clear when during the game Bloomberg's ad might air. The Super Bowl ad time, 60 seconds each, likely costing the campaigns about $10 million an ad. In 2008, Barack Obama's campaign aired a spot. It didn't run nationally, but only in 24 targeted local markets, as Obama was seeking the Democratic nomination. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
ABC has announced the comedy Modern Family will air its series finale after 11 seasons on April 8th. The series, following the extended Pritchett Dunphy clan, was an immediate sensation when it debuted in 2009. Modern Family holds the record with Frasier of 5 consecutive Emmy Awards as television's best comedy. According to ABC, at this time, there are no spin-offs planned involving any of the members of the large cast. Remember, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.